So I'm with Academy Manager Mark Wardley, following his 2-0 victory against Fulham today. Mark, got there in the end. How did you think today, how the boys played?
To be fair, we made hard work of that today. From the first half, I didn't think we wasn't on it. Certain players wasn't getting around the ball, pressing the ball. All the things that we've been good at for the last 3 or 4 games, pressing the ball, being organised, being disciplined, keeping our shape, getting the ball, you know, getting the balls into areas where we're in opposition. First half, we didn't do that. Second half, we come out with a bit more purpose. We was getting the ball into areas where we was hurting them. John and Aaron Coakley down the right and through the middle. Mo started to get into the game more, so did Zid and so did Ralph. And in the end, once we got the first, obviously the first goal was all important, Leonardo. It was a great finish. And then we sort of grounded the result out today, to be fair. But, you know, if you're going to do well in any league, I think, you know, sometimes you need performances like this. 3 clean sheets on a row, which is good to build off of. And we do create chances, so we did score 2 good goals today in the end. So it's good in the end.
As you mentioned again, another clean sheet for you. How important is it to have a solid back four?
I think in any league, in anywhere in the world that play football, I think the best teams in history are built from the back. And if you can keep clean sheets, and you know you've got, because we've got scores all around the pitch. We've got Ralph scored 7, Leonardo scored 5 goals. Aaron Coakley's got 4, you know, Josh Francis 2, John 2. So we've got goals in us. So if we can keep clean sheets, which we have done, I think we'll always look like to create chances. So it is very important that you can look to keep clean sheets to obviously to go on and win games.
You mentioned all the goal scorers this season, but at times today it looked like it wasn't going to find the net. I mean, in the second half, the post, the frustration.
Yeah, it was. As I said, we didn't really play too well today. As we didn't pass the ball as well as we could. You know, some of it should have been slid on the floor. It was lofted high in the air. It was quite frustrating to watch. It probably wasn't the best game to watch. But we stumbled over the line in the end, to be fair. We've stumbled over and we got the win. And hopefully, we're not playing next week, so we've got all next week that we can go to work and we can work on a few things in training. And the week after, we're away to Hampton. So hopefully, we'll improve the time Hampton comes. And we should have a few players back from injury then. We was missing a few today, so hopefully we can get a couple back in as well.
The 2-0 win puts you top of the league again, 1 point again ahead of Haventley, won again today. Yeah. How do you think you will continue this season?
It's too early to say, to be fair. Obviously, as you've seen today, if you're not on it and you're not at the races, you know, we could have quite easily lost this game today or dropped points. So we've got to keep going. We've got to keep working hard and hopefully we can actually keep going. Obviously, compared to last season, we've moved mountains. Compared to last season, when it was probably the whipping boys, Farnborough. But now we have sort of turned things round, me and Oliver, and there's other staff involved in that as well. We've had Kotak in and our strength and conditioning guys, James and Phil, who play a part. So we've got to keep working hard. You know, this is only the 7th game, we're not even halfway in yet. We've just got to keep going and take it game by game.
Thank you, Mark, and well done on you today's win.
Thank you.